Hello and welcome to Chump Change, the podcast where we talk about cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, stuff like that. Anything you want to add to that, Luke?
The poor intro. The poor intro, yes. Some other investments sometimes, gold, yeah, stocks sometimes, but mostly cryptocurrency investment podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Let's call it that. We've been doing it for a while, so we should probably have a solid introduction.
Yeah, but we don't.
We don't. This is just discussion of two idiots, right?
Yeah, anyway, two chumps.
So today we're going to be reading out a load of questions that we've had in from on the Ask a Chump on our website. We did actually record this before. We did when Luke was down a couple of episodes back. There's a whiskey and questions episode where we were answering questions while drinking whiskey. When it came to part two, I think we had too much whiskey. So we've discounted the recording for half of that session as the Japanese whiskey had taken a hold by then. So now we're going to just go back through the questions because I can't remember what was even said. I don't know about you.
No, I don't remember.
So we'll answer some of the questions. So if you sent in a question and we didn't answer it on that episode, well, hopefully it's in this one. So I'll go through, I'll ask the questions, Luke, and then we'll just discuss. Sound good?
Okay, sounds good.
Right, so one of the first ones we've got is why choose cryptocurrency over traditional money and what are the benefits?
Okay, so, shall I kick us off?
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it. Okay, so firstly, I'm going to say you shouldn't choose it over money.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like if you mean money as in like pounds, dollars, euros, then right now cryptocurrency is not the better choice over money to buy normal day things and to live your life. That's just a fact. I know one day it might, hopefully. I mean, that's the dream, right? That's the end goal. But as of now, it's not good for money, daily money. However, you should probably choose cryptocurrency over just keeping cash savings.
Yeah,
right. So because cryptocurrency has especially Bitcoin has a huge potential to gain a lot in value over the next couple of years, while money actually depreciates every year with inflation.
So I would say I agree with that the most part. However, I do think it's important to have cash savings. That this is sort of like what you're happy to invest in something, whether it be like your stocks and shares, whatever. Cryptocurrency is, well, it's what we do, right? We invest in these things because we see potential for the future and everything.
I agree that I don't consider
it money, especially not now. Anyway,
yeah,
it's not money to me. It's something else. It's an investment.
Yeah.
So I would say don't choose cryptocurrency over traditional money, but choose cryptocurrency as a potential investment if you have that money to risk.
Yeah, exactly. I think, though, I'm going to go back a little bit on what I said. Money itself is quite a complicated concept to grasp. So I think fiat currencies is a really poor money, if you think about what money should be, because money should be, you shouldn't be able just to make more money. It should be, capped at some point or something like that. Whereas money like pounds, dollars, euros, they keep printing more of it, right? Which means the price of things go up. So I think in terms of real money, I think Bitcoin, especially Bitcoin, is actually a really good money. Potential money in the future if people are able to accept it and you could transact with it.
Yeah, it basically reduces or prevents inflation, right?
Yeah. So exactly. Like, you can't print more Bitcoin, right? It's limited.
So like the reason why your can of Coca-Cola is more expensive tomorrow than it was yesterday is because they're printing more money.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they don't print more money, then hopefully that can of Coke would stay the same.
Yeah.
So then like the money that you are saving, you know, the money that you saved yesterday is never going to be worth if they keep printing money, what you've saved tomorrow. But you don't have that problem with something like, I'm not going to say cryptocurrency because obviously the price is fluctuating, but if you can't make any more, then technically your money should be worth the same the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
So I guess we've answered that question. Probably not the answer that they wanted. But anyway, there you go. Next question. With Luke being in Korea and Rob being in the UK, do you guys notice any differences in terms of media activity and general attitude towards crypto? We've spoke about this actually a couple of times.
Yeah, haven't
we? Sure. And like, here it just gets slated, really, cryptocurrency in the news and everything. Everything's negative. Is that the same over there?
Yeah, currently. So in 2017, when Bitcoin and all the altcoins were going through a massive upward trend and kind of basically bubble territory, it was all over the news every day in the newspapers in quite a, I'm not going to say positive, but definitely not negative, definitely more speculative kind of tones in the newspapers.
Okay.
But so in Korea, like a lot of people, a lot of old people and a lot of students particularly invested a lot of money into cryptocurrencies at the wrong time, too late really, and then they've lost a lot since then. So since then, the press has been pretty negative on the effects of cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
Which I think is valid. But at the same time, I think the press are also to blame for creating a bubble because they were reporting on it, you know, so much at the time.
Yeah. I would say as well, it's quite difficult because most of the news that we look at that's common, Luke, is US news, right?
Yeah.
It's like American, you know, media, like channels and things like that. So I guess a lot of the time we are reading the same things, we're looking at the same things. In terms of like TV stuff, I feel like the good stuff and the bad stuff is not very mainstream media in the British TV channels and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's generally being just, it's not even given the time of day really.
To an extent here, but it does come up every now and again.
Yeah.
But like I said, back in 2017, it was reported on in mainstream newspapers daily. Yeah, it was big news then. And since a lot of people lost a lot of money then, unfortunately, the press has become very negative.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Next question. Have you ever bought anything with Bitcoin? Okay.
No.
I have. So, we did an episode and I think it was actually related to one of the other questions that came in. Coinbase, for those who don't know, is like a very easy way to first purchase Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, XRP, loads of them now, right? And it's just simple and easy and one of the most common uses. They released their own card, which is like a debit card that links to your Coinbase account. So if you have money in, say, Ethereum, Bitcoin, Litecoin, etc., you can just go on the app and say, right, when I pay for my next item, it's contactless as well, so you know you can do all your small payments and everything. You can choose what you want it, what cryptocurrency you want to be used, like, you know, what it converts to. So at the time I was like, okay, I'm going to buy it with Bitcoin and I'm going to go into a pub that doesn't accept cryptocurrency and I'm going to buy a beer. And I did. And it worked straight away. Didn't even have to put in a PIN. You know, I did my contactless payment. It was super easy and amazing. Like, I couldn't fault it at all.
Awesome.
It was a small transactional charge. It's very small. I understand why people aren't really doing this more commonly, is because it, the volatility of, you know, how much it is. Like, you might, like, that beer might cost me, you know, might look back in like a few years and it might cost me thousands for that beer. But it was nice to see, you know, it was an experiment for me. So, and at the time it was only, it was only $3.50. So yeah. £3.50.
I think another issue of spending cryptocurrencies at the moment is taxes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. You probably didn't. I mean, it's because it was such a small amount, probably okay for you, and you didn't report it. But I think that when you convert any investment, including Bitcoin or Ethereum, Litecoin, or anything else into fiat currencies, then you're supposed to pay capital gains tax on it.
Yeah.
So if you plan to spend like a lot of money with your Coinbase card, I think then you might have to report it as tax.
You would
taxable spending.
You would. So like any conversion from a digital asset or a crypto asset, as they say in on the UK HMRC or whatever. When you dispose of that to traditional, currency, fiat currency, you are supposed to pay, like you said, capital gains tax. So that could be disposing of anyway, even just putting it back in your bank.
But in the UK, capital gains tax only comes into effect if you've profited over £11,000.
If you've profited over £11,000 and disposed of that, so you can still make that by in your crypto and keep it there.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yes. Right. Right.
So you could make a million, but it's when it comes to disposing of it, I believe that's when it comes in.
So for you, if you were ever to pay tax, you'd have to spend over £11,000 worth of cryptocurrency.
Yeah. And at the moment,
then you're eligible to pay, or not eligible, then you're supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obliged to pay tax.
So if we do some calculations over the past, what, say 4 years of cryptocurrency, I've spent £3.50. So I got a long way to go. And yours, what was your grand total?
My total for what?
For cryptocurrency spent.
I don't think I've ever spent it.
Exactly, zero.
Zero.
So
all right, yeah,
we're fine.
We're fine, yes, right. Do you know what, though? When I first started investing in crypto and things were going crazy, I was making good profits in 2017, there was no capital gains tax on crypto in Korea.
Wow.
Where I live. And I didn't really take any advantage of that. I'm such an idiot. I was so silly back then. Such a silly boy.
Yeah. But like, it's got to the point with me, and it's just like, okay, maybe at the start, it was very much like you could see the money and like it was exciting. Yeah. And everything. But like a lot of it with me is the technology and like kind of like being involved in the start of something I like as well. So I don't get as excited as I used to when like there would be like a massive spike of I don't know about you. Do you, Luke?
Well, yeah, no, I don't. But also we haven't seen anything like we did in 2017.
Well,
I think if Bitcoin gets over 20K, then I start getting very excited again.
Yeah,
giddy.
Yeah.
Dreaming about my retirement.
I mean, we were both guilty of it.
Yeah, sure.
All right, jumping on to the next one. Okay, if you could put $500 into any coin besides Bitcoin, what would you put it in?
Okay, so I think this question's a little bit, it's not a very good question. So I think we should think about who the person is. So if it's me, right, if someone just gave me 500 quid and said, okay, you've got to put this into cryptocurrencies, I would put it into an up-and-coming altcoin.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly which one, but I would find one in the low, maybe 90 ranking on crypto coin market cap, but which has potential and is quite new.
Mm.
I'll put it all into one or two of those kind of coins with the hope that it, you know, quadruples in value or 10x's in value over the next couple of months. Cause they can, the shit altcoins do tend to go up more than the stable, the better coins.
Yeah.
Not for any reason apart from there are more people gambling on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
If someone were to just give me £500 and say, here you go, you have to buy an altcoin with it, I would do that. But if I'm giving advice to someone who's kind of new into crypto, you have to think about your risk to reward appetite. So if you want to play it really risky, then yeah, go for an altcoin in the low rankings, but we think has potential. But if you want to play it kind of safe, then you want to put it into Bitcoin, Litecoin, Monero, Ethereum, these ones.
So obviously,
what's your plan, Rob?
Just jumping back, the question they're asking what coin. So they want to know
what coin
do you think? I think.
Okay, you go first. I mean, I need to think about it.
Okay, so I agree with what you've said about the risk to reward and if this is like I wouldn't miss that $500 and I have no problem losing it going to nothing. I agree. I would so find something that I believe the technology. I would look at the tech and I would be like, right, I'm excited about this, and you know, nobody else has really caught up with it or whatever, and it's like very low on the rankings. I would 100% do that. If it was $500, that okay, I'm still risking it, obviously, because everything is a risk. But I don't want to be stupid with it. I don't want to have like the risk of it going to zero. I would probably put it in something like Ethereum. Not that I even like Ethereum. I just feel like it's a safe bet, and if I was giving advice to somebody that's new, I probably would say Ethereum.
Okay. I'm like, there was one coin I found. It's probably a one coin.
Yeah.
What was it called? It was to do with media. I forgot the name. It's owned by the original founders of YouTube. Ah, there you go. We talked about it a few months ago. Theta coin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 54 in the rankings. It's currently 10 cents.
Okay.
Per token. So if the person wanted to take a gamble on a coin which has a lot of potential, but it's kind of new but still kind of cheap, I would put $500 into Theta coin. Theta.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if I was, forced to pick a coin, at the moment, I'd probably do that Hedra hashgraph. Do you remember?
I spoke about it. Yeah, me too. I would put it half Hedra, half Theta.
No, you can't. It says if you can put it into any coin, you've got to choose.
Okay, Theta. Theta then. Because you chose Hedra.
So I'm looking at Hedra now, right? I've just jumped onto CoinMarketCap. For those of you who don't know, if you go on coinmarketcap.com, you could see basically anything that's in the kind of, anything that's decent. When I say decent, recognized as a
recognized token.
Legit, yeah. You can see what ranking they are, the market cap, volume, circle in supply, total supply, percentage increase over, a day, whatever, and all the charts and everything. So I made this little note. Like, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I do remember.
When I first found it, and I was like, right, okay, it's number 158 on CoinMarketCap. So I'm looking at it now. It's gone up to 125.
Okay.
So it's working its way up. And I'm looking at the, in dollars, the percentage increase at the moment is 10%. So that's up in 24 hours. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Bitcoin 8.95%, and it's still very cheap. So it's definitely one to look at, I think. It's good. So it's like, and for those who have missed it and don't know, we did an episode where I kind of went over a little bit. It describes itself as like a decentralized public network. So it means that people can like interact and socialize and everything in like a secure, trusted environment. So it's essentially, if you've seen Silicon Valley, the TV show, I think it's basically the new internet that they're trying to do.
Okay. Same as Ethereum.
Yeah.
I think a lot of coins are trying to do the same thing currently, but that's fine.
But
they all seem to have their own take on it, which I suppose is what happens when you have new technology like this.
I think this is different to Ethereum in the fact that it's just like a public network. It's trying to be a net, like with Ethereum, it's not really that, is it? You're just running with Ethereum, you're running things on top of the platform.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, like it's all early days for these kind of projects.
Yeah.
But Hedra, I don't know. I like the idea of it.
Yeah, cool. Me too, actually.
Cool.
Good question.
Good question. Next question. Last one, right. What's your BTC price target for the end of 2020? So do you think that's a prediction that we think is going to be at the end of 2020?
Yeah. Okay. Good question. I'm going to be bullish and I'm going to say in August, it's going to hit an all-time high.
Okay. Of
20 odd, 22, 23, 25, maybe. Then it's going to go down to about 15. And then it's going to shoot up the end of the year to about 50K.
Whoa. Okay.
Right. And I'm saying this just off the top of my head, just what I would love to see happen. So do not think I'm backing this with any fundamentals. We've been in a pretty bearish market or a very stable market for a couple of years now. I think at the end of next year, it could be time for some new money, some new excitement in the space.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna be positive, although there's like crippling doubt in my mind. But I'm gonna say 20,000.
Okay, cool.
I guess that's a shot in the dark. And I don't know. Like completely honest, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, no one knows. Don't listen. If someone says they actually know, don't listen to them. No one has. Yeah. No one knows. People can have somewhat educated guesses, but they're still guesses.
And so
mine's just a guess. Not even educated.
Yeah, same as me. It's like everything. These people that are very sure that it's going to, hit something. Okay, they've done their, they're in that technical analysis and everything. But you've got to remember that all of that research and everything is dependent on the past and not the future, and you can obviously never predict the future. So
And it's predictive measurements. They're not like factual at all.
No.
Anyway, yeah, good question though.
Good question.
Good way to end.
And that's it. That's our last question. So if you guys listen to this and actually enjoyed it, go back and listen to the whiskey one. We'd had some audio problems there. One of the mics broke. Very annoying. But we're definitely drinking whiskey, answering your questions and getting kind of rowdy. So
rowdy.
Give it a listen if you want. Have you got anything you want to add, or is that us for today?
No, I think that's all for today.
Awesome. All right, then. Until next time.
See ya.